software for the new world broadcaster.
And welcome to the Collins Center. It's Mike Temple, Alex Swan, and Jeff Safford here to give you another Pac West action game with the Penguins taking off against the Sunbirds from Fresno Pacific, who enter this one reeling of late. They've lost seven straight games, and they come into the conference play at 2-9 on their record. They lost last game against NDNU 68-75, and they're 0-6 on the road. So I'm going to bring in my partner, Alex Swan, here. This is a game that the Penguins, who just got back to .500, have to win if they want to stay in the playoff hunt.
Absolutely. Keep the momentum going. You're on a two-game win streak. Finish out your home stand properly. And the last win for the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, it's been last year, December 20th, when they beat Point Loma. It's been a while. Like you said, seven-game losing streak. You don't want to let a team come into your home court and beat you.
And the Penguins right now seated at eighth behind Academy of Art and University of Hawaii Hilo. And the good thing about that is, though they are two spots out of the top six, they own the tiebreaker so far against both those teams. They beat Art earlier in the season, and they also beat Hilo just last week in this homestand. So you've got the ground to now start making a catch-up. The thing is, they might have to win out here to gain that half a game over those two teams.
You will. And you only have two more home games after this. You take on Holy Names, and then you get senior night on February 16th against Academy of Art. But it will come down to, can you win on the road? It always does, especially in conference play. And if you want to get a conference tourney bid, you got to be able to win on the road.
It's going to be Penguins, Fresno Pacific here in the Collins Center. Like you said, Swanee, last of the five-game homestand. The Penguins have done a very good job on this homestand, 3-1. They dropped a tough one against BYU Hawaii earlier as their lone loss on this homestand. But they can cap it off here, finishing at 4-1 against a victory over Fresno Pacific. And Fresno Pacific, one thing from looking at their score sheet and their stats is that they struggle scoring, but they hang in games due to their free throw shooting at 75%.
And that always helps you, especially late in games. If you need to work your way back, get yourself to the free throw line, something that Dixie State was able to do against the women's team pretty well. They weren't able to convert. The Sunbirds, they certainly can.
And we're going to take you to the national anthem here, and we'll be back with starting lineups right after this. Welcome back. And the starting lineups announced by head coach Lindsey Wilson for the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, entering at 2-14, but 2-9 in conference play, losers of seven straight. They're going to rely on Janae Herring, the 5'6 senior from Madera, California. She's the point guard, leads the team in scoring at around 30 points per game. If the Penguins can shut her down, they figure to have a very good advantage in this one. Also playing guard, Abrina Salas, the 5'2 sophomore from Hanford, California. She will also play guard along Herring. And rounding out the guard will be Dakota McLaren. She scored double digits last game to lead the team. She's a 5'5 junior from El Dorado Hills. Down low, they're going to go with Jasmine Shreddick. She had a big game against the Penguins in their lone meeting last season. We'll see if she can do the same, but Sarah Nelson will be the one checking here. She's a 6-foot junior from Sacramento, California. And also playing swing forward, also guard, will be Danielle Bender, the 5'11 freshman from Phoenix, Arizona. That rounds out the starting lineup for head coach Lindsey Wilson in her second season. for the 2-9 Sunbirds. And for your home team, Penguins, who just evened up their record at 9-9 overall and 6-6 in Pac West play, they're going to roll with the same lineup we saw last game, with Danielle Yamauchi getting the start at guard. The 5'4 senior from Torrance, California, leads the team in assists and is a real pacemaker for this Penguin offense. Also playing guard will be Carly Holbrook, the 5'8 sophomore from Vancouver, Washington. She scored double digits in her last three games, so she's seeking to stay hot. And the third guard will be Danny Weather, the 5'7 sophomore from Carlton, Texas. She had a big game against, that was Dixie State last, just Thursday. She was able to lead the team in scoring in that one. She also third in the conference in scoring at 18 points per game. Down low, they're going to go with Lauren Hyatt, the 6'2 senior from Oak Hills, California, and Sarah Nelson, the nation's leading leader in blocks, the 6'4 senior from Clayton, California. So it's Holbrook, Nelson, Yamauchi, Weathered, and Hyatt for the Penguins. And can they move back over 500 for the first time in conference play? We'll find out here as the tip is just thrown up, and the Penguins do not get it as it went out of the hands of Danny Weathered and into the hands of Janae Herring. She gives it off to Brina Salas. This is Pac West action. We're over halfway through the conference slate. The Penguins right now in the eighth seed. Still have work to do, but very possible to make up that half game to get into the sixth seed. Ball goes up top to McClarman. She hands it off over to Herring. Herring dribbles in between her leg. Nicely defended by Holbrook. She has to give it off. Down low, it's to Shreddick. Shreddick uses a nice move, but Nelson gets a hand off. It's the rebound. Good start for the center.
And already, Nelson tallying another block to her total.
And Swanee, she averages 5 blocks per game, which leads the nation. So getting one on the first possession there, 15 seconds in, very good start for her. And on the offensive side for the Penguins, it was Danny Weather going up, getting rejected. Ball went out of bounds, so it's still with the Penguins. On the inbounds pass, it's Hyatt, free open, misses the jumper. Nelson gets the board, brings it down, but then goes back up with it for two.
And Nelson had two guards around her when she corralled the offensive rebound, able to rip through that double team and go straight up.
Herring bringing it up. Right wing, now it's McLarnon. She goes down low, Shreddick. Shreddick spins, faces the basket, hook shot off the glass and good. What a move there by Shreddick to finish for two.
Well, Shreddick not shying away after Nelson blocked her first shot.
Beautiful fast break. Holbrook gets rejected, though, as Shreddick came out of nowhere. And they're going to call an off-ball foul after the shot was rejected on Sarah Nelson, who was trying to get the loose ball. So what defense there by Shreddick right after she made the layup. She came back to deny the fast break. And also, in result, drew a foul on Sarah Nelson.
Well, she was caught in no man's land. Nelson could have gone right to the bucket, but she decided to find a wide-open Holbrook cutting. Shreddick with the presence of mind to turn her head and get a piece of Holbrook's shot.
Now it goes left wing with Herring, their leading scorer at over 13 points per game. She drives on Yamauchi, gets double-teamed, throws out Shreddick. Fake, but traveled before she got into the lane. Good defense by Nelson to close out on the jump shooting Shreddick. So it's 2-2 here, 2 minutes in as it's 18:31 left in the first half. Sunbird set up a press once again. Penguins break it with ease as it's past half court now. Right wing, Danny Weathered. Sunbirds drop into what looks like a 2-3 zone as they go down low to Nelson. Free throw line, Hyatt throw out. Yamauchi, deep three right wing. Off the left side of the rim, Shreddick gets the rebound for the Sunbirds.
And already with that zone, that left Yamauchi open. Salas on that weak side has to rotate over and cover the middle and her left side. That time Yamauchi hit an open shot, just couldn't knock it down.
And they try to get a backdoor cutting McLarnon, but the ball goes out of bounds as McLarnon hopped on her cut. No one there. Turnover for the Sunbirds. Ball back to the Penguins.
That's frustrating. If you're McLarnon, you have to cut all the way through. You can't stop there.
Danny Weathered breaks the press, throws off Nels. Jumper from the left block, just missed. Rebound goes to McLarnon. So point blank shot there, missed by Nelson. Sunbirds get the rebound. It's down with Shreddick on the left block. Nice pass, but rejected away by Hyatt. They're going with Nelson and Hyatt. Much height inside. Hyatt gets the block, bounces it out to Weathered. She goes for a fast break, misses the layup. Another easy shot, missed. Sunbirds look to push. It's right wing McLarnon. She picks up dribble, slows things down, and get it up to Herring. Herring, left elbow jumper, that one short, barely nicks iron. Saved, bounced up to Nelson. Nelson gets the board, Yamauchi now pushes. 2-on-2, left wing, gets to the block. Runner just missed. Offensive rebound tracked in by Hyatt. She dribbles once, goes up and finishes for two.
I thought Hyatt might back it out after the frantic pace, but she wasted no time on the offensive glass. Put it on the deck once and hit the six-footer.
Penguins now up 4-2. Ball with Shreddick down low. She faces the basket once again, goes to the left and gets met by two defenders but fouled in the process. It looks like the Sunbirds are going to go to Shreddick early and often in this one.
And Shreddick, she's shorter than Nelson by 4 inches, but she has more quickness. And what we've seen so far, Mike, she has great footwork. That's something Nelson's going to have to work on moving laterally to try to keep up with Shreddick.
And you can see in the pregame, we thought it would be Herring just due to her stats being 13 points per game, a little over three assists per game. But right now, they're really facilitating through Shreddick, getting her on the block, making double teams come to her, and seeing what she can do with the rock.
And I think teams are trying to key in on getting Nelson in foul trouble early. Get that big body out of there, because she impacts the game on offense and defense.
She makes the two free throws. The Sunbirds are the best free throw shooting team in the conference. So it's score knotted up at four. Stolen in the backcourt. So now Sunbird ball. It goes over to McLarnon on the left wing. She shoots a deep three. In and good. Sunbirds up 7-4 now, as that was a turnover leading to the three-pointer. They set up that press once again, as Hyatt throws a deep for no reason, stolen. Herring gets the steal, 3-on-3. She drives, penetrates, kicks out McLarnon. Deep three, faked, gives over to Salas. Now back right wing jumper for Bender. Bender misses it, but gets her own rebound, finishes for two, and the bright orange shoes really sticking out as she gets a two-point bucket.
And Shreddick just cleared everybody out, opening the space for Bender to go get her own miss and put it back in.
Quick start for a team that's lost 7 games in a row as the Sunbirds are up 9-4 over the Penguins. Hyatt, mid-range jumper miss. Sarah Nelson just uses her height to get the rebound. She misses the putback, and Shreddick gets the board. A lot of easy opportunities here, not falling for the Penguins early as they're down 5. Herring attacks quickly on the right wing, but Yamauchi gets called in for the reach-in to stop the pace here. 15-55, Penguins trail 9-4. We have our first media timeout. We'll be back at radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back to this Pac West radio action on Penguin Radio. Marshall checks in for Coach Lacoste and the Penguins. Inbounds for the Sunbird goes out to Herring. They go down low to Bender. She kicks it over to McLaren. And that's going to be Bender. So Bender's in the orange shoes, got her mixed up with someone else. She hands off to Herring. Herring down low. Nice pass inside. That's going to be Casper. She misses the running shot. Marshall gets the board, rips through, falls in the hands of Hyatt. Penguins have it. Gang rebounding there as it was took Marshall and Hyatt to grab that one down. Marshall has it on the right wing. Now passed over to Weathered on the left. Bounce pass into Nelson. She gets doubled. Sunbird staying in that zone. It's worked so far. Penguins are going to have to shoot him out of it. As Marshall drives, left elbow. Passes back out to the three-point line where it's Yamauchi. 8 on the shot clock. Nice cycled pass down to Nelson. Mid-range jumper knocked down. So Sarah Nelson gets one to fall there as the Penguins trail by 3, 6-9.
Great look by Marshall. Made the zone rotate quickly on that touch pass. Found Nelson on the sideline wide open.
Weathered almost gets a steal. Gambles misses it. So now they have numbers. Casper is down low. She finishes for two as she pretty much juked Nelson out of her seat there. 11-6 Sunbirds lead. They have 3-on-1. They beat it easily. Sarah Nelson with the fortunate basket there as no one's there to deny her. Easy layup for Nelson. 8-11 now. Penguins trail by 3.
And with that pressure, if your bigs make a basket on the offensive end, which was Casper's, she has to get back. She couldn't in time. Weathered, great presence of mind to look up ahead to Nelson, wide open.
They once again go down to the post. It's Casper's wild pass. Weathered almost chases it down, but it's Lee who ends up with it. Megan Lee for the Sunbirds entered after the timeout. She kicks to Herring in the corner, 8 on the shot clock. Uses a screen, step back 3 off the back of the rim, but offensive board clacked down by McLarnon. McLarnon gives off to Bender. Bender drives using the Casper's pick. She still has it. Thrown out McLarnon. Now she drives. Nice move. Scoop layup. Miss. Offensive rebound checked in once again. Marshall gets the steal in the hands of Nelson. Penguins have it. So they give up two offensive rebounds, but no points there as they look to push once again. It's Hyatt. This time he gets a nice pass from Yamauchi. Finishes for two.
And she was in traffic. Had to put the ball on the ground. And she was able to gather herself and finish. That was a tough shot over her right shoulder.
And we have an off-ball foul as fighting through the screen was McLarnon. I think they're going to get called for her as Marshall is playing good denial defense, so they're going to call that on the screen. So Danielle Bender, illegal screen off-ball. And that's her first personal, first team foul for the Sunbirds as well. So the Penguins trail by one with the ball, 13-43 in the first half. And Swanee, I really like what I've seen from the Sunbirds. It's kind of tough to focus when you've lost seven games straight, but they've come here on the road and played well early.
They've came out with a lot of intensity, and they've sped up the game. That's their type of game, play up tempo, and their pressure has been working so far.
On the defensive end, they're setting up at a full court press, which has been broken pretty easily, but then when they get back into that zone after the Penguins break it, they've had a little problems the Penguins have scoring the ball. We'll see if they can kind of switch things out here as the Sunbirds stay in that zone. It's up top to Castro, who just checked in with Boscarino for the Penguins. So it's Hyatt, Nelson, Marshall, Castro, and Boscarino. Hyatt has it, being triple-teamed. Ball gets knocked away. She has to throw it over to Castro. Five on the shot clock. Does she notice? She throws down Nelson. Mid-range jumper. Knocked down. Sarah Nelson starting to heat up as the Penguins have a lead, 12-11.
And that's the second time when the Penguins have been in disarray. Nelson has provided an open target along the baseline. That time, Castro was able to find her.
Right wing, it's Herring. She doesn't use the screen, goes the opposite way. Mid-range jumper, in and out. Hyatt gets the rebound, poked away from her, goes out of bounds. Ball stays with the Penguins. So they have the lead now, 12-11 with the ball at 12:57 left in the first half. Castro trying to race quickly, lost handle of it. Tracks it down, still has it right wing. They go down to Nelson once again. Hook shot, missed. Rebound by Caspers. Sunbirds look to push. They like to work quickly, like Swanee said. Herring has it right wing. Now goes over left wing. Deep three there. Cast it off right side, but they get the offensive rebound. It's Caspers back to Herring. She thinks three. Castro closes quickly. She has to give it off to Caspers. She gets double teamed. Goes to the left, and Castro gets called for the reach in.
So Castro came over to double. I like that move. Caspers had Nelson on her hip trying to spin to her left hand. Castro just coming over to help out her big.
So it's Penguins up by one. Caspers going to the line for her first two free throws of the night. Four team fouls on the Penguins. First personal on Castro as it looks like Holbrook and Weathered will be getting ready to check in after this first free throw. The front end is made by Caspers. On the season, she shoots it at 68% from the free throw line. So score once again tied at 12. Caspers throws the ball up. Ready for a second free throw here as the Sunbirds looking to stop a seven-game losing streak. And they're back up by one, 13-12 over the Penguins. Penguins have a little winning streak of their own. Swanee, two straight wins, three of four. And they're looking to really build on this good momentum they've had during this home streak.
And it's coming at a perfect time. Late in conference play, that's when you want to be playing your best basketball.
Left wing, Boscarino gets trapped. She has to throw it off to Holbrook. Now right wing, Castro. She's been hot from the three-point range the last three games. She gives off to Weathered inside. Weathered gets pushed from behind and gets fouled, going to the line for two free throws. And Danny Weathered has made a knack of getting to the line. She leads the Pac West in free throw attempts, also leads the Pac West in free throws made. She made her 100th free throw last game. She's really been a force inside. She looks to penetrate pretty much every time she touches the rock. Her first free throw is short. She is shooting around 68% on the season from the free throw line, so though she gets there a lot, has had her struggles from the free throw line this season. Second one is good, so she splits the pair. Penguins tied once again, 13-13. And what has been a seesaw first 8 minutes of this game. Sunbirds 2-9 in conference play, 11th in the Pac West. Penguins 6-6, 8th in the Pac West. Just a half game out of that top six, which they need to be in for postseason play. Left wing goes McLarnon. She faces the hoop, has to pass over to Megan Lee. Back to Herring on the left wing, now down low, Shreddick. She uses a nice move, goes to the left, off the glass, misses. Danny Weathered gets the ball ripped away from her, and they miss the shot as Weathered gets knocked away from her once again, so the ball stays with the Sunbirds. You don't see too often that Danny Weathered gets the ball ripped away from her on the defensive glass.
That was excellent hustle by Kiera White. crashing the glass, ripping the ball away from Weathered. Almost had a nice finish, but she was unable to convert. But right now, Sunbird just out-hustling the Penguins.
Yeah, and White, the 5'6 senior who comes off the bench today, she's third on the team in scoring at a little over 8 points per game, and she does a great job of rebounding at a little over 4 rebounds per game. So very good action off the bench there for Lindsay Wilson. And like we said, 7 games in a row, hard to focus, but the Sunbirds have really come out here and kind of dominated the tempo of this one.
And we have seen that Coach Lindsay Wilson has motivated her team. And what we've seen previously here in the Conlin Center, Mike, is the Penguins sometimes adjust a little bit more slower to a zone. And that's what the Sunbirds have come out in. They've started out in their 1-2-1-1 press, and then they fall back into that 2-3 zone. Penguins are having a little bit longer time to adjust, but we've seen the second half, when they find a correct press breaker and a great zone offense, they can get out in front and put the Sunbirds away along with other teams pretty fast.
Yeah, we saw this just a week ago against Chaminade, a team that they figured to beat, a team that's on the bottom of the standings in the Pac West. The Penguins started slow, had problems adjusting to that press, like you said, but come the second half, things changed and they were able to build it up to a double-digit win. And I think that's a great testament to Coach Lacoste and Fanique Allen. The adjustments they're able to make in halftime really sparked this offense to really produce.
I love when you bring that up, because not only can the Penguins get out and run, but they're a great half-court team. We didn't see any of that last year. Coach Lacoste has the right adjustments. He's a veteran coach. He knows the correct adjustments to make, and it's shown this season. Big improvement.
Yeah, and the Penguins' offense has been very efficient, averaging over 68 points per game and shooting over 40% per game from the field. So really good offensive numbers. Trying to translate that into a postseason berth as they're right on the outside looking in as of now. Inbounds play goes to Kiera White. She drives, goes to a double team, and gets hacked. So another aggressive move by White as she takes on a double team, absorbs the contact, and goes to line for 2 free throws.
And I think Coach Wilson has a weapon off the bench in White. She took Weathered right off the bounce, able to blow by her, draw the foul. She can score.
And the 5'6 senior from Bakersfield, California, nets the first one, shooting it at 60% on the season from the free throw line. And Sunbirds lead the Pac West in free throw shooting at over 75%, which is a very good number for a collegiate team. She nets the pair. Sunbirds up 2. They set up that press once again. Weathered goes deep past to Holbrook. Now they beat it, go down. Nelson, nice ball movement. Boscarino, mid-range jumper, air ball. Don't expect that as they broke the press, had a quality look, just couldn't capitalize.
Well, the Sunbirds trapping along the baseline, and once the Penguins advance into the front court, Boss Greener found herself wide open, just came up short.
Down low, Shreddick works on Nelson. She gets doubled, passes off to the elbow, where it's White, passes over Herring. Herring in the corner, goes cross-court pass McLaren, and deep three, right wing, off the right side of the rim, Weathered gets the board. Good defense by the Penguins, forcing that look, as now they look to push. It's Weathered, being guarded by Shreddick, picks up dribble at the elbow, throws to Holbrook. Holbrook drives, Nelson, mid-range jumper, that one's short, Shreddick gets the board. Shots just not falling early as the Penguins shooting around 35%. McLaren in left wing. She goes Shreddick on the elbow. She faces the basket, goes all the way and blows past Nelson and finishes for 2. Too easy there for Shreddick to finish that layup.
What a move. Quick jab step to the right. Hard dribble to the left. Shreddick on the blow by.
Castro over to Boscarino on the right corner. Now back to Castro as they're trying to find Nelson down low, but the zone doing a very good job creating tough looks in the interior as they do find Nelson. One-handed catch, spin move, nicely off the glass as Sarah Nelson with some athleticism there. The one-handed catch then finishes off the glass for 2.
And the two centers are battling down low. Nelson taking Shreddick down the left low block, and Shreddick just not tall enough to contest her shot.
McLaren in off the screen, 3 ball, good. And the answer from McLaren and good. Dakota McLaren makes it 20-15, Sunbirds lead. Boscarino, right wing, she fakes 3, drives, gets doubled, pump fakes, now goes up with it and gets fouled. Nice move there by Boscarino. First she got the initial defender up in the air and passed her as she used a nice pump fake to draw, and then she drew 2 defenders and was able to elevate and get fouled to go to the line for 2 free throws.
Great patience. 2 defenders running right at Boscarino. She held her ground, beautiful ball fake, and hanging in the air a little bit to draw that contact.
And Boscarino has had her struggles from the free throw line. She shoots it at 40% on the season, but she nets down the first one, 16-20, and coming in for Coach Lacoste and the Penguins will be Hyatt, Marshall, and Yamauchi. So it's Marshall, Yamauchi, Hyatt, Boscarino, and Weathered for the Penguins, who trail by 4. Chance to make it 3. Boscarino's free throw hits the right side of the rim, falls out. as the Sunburns bring it up slowly. 2016 now pushing his Herring out of nowhere. Gets by Yamauchi and finishes for two. Horrible perimeter defense by the Penguins in the last couple of possessions have led to easy buckets for the Sunburns.
And no help down low for Yamauchi, forcing Herring to go left. No one was there for the contest.
Stolen away from Boscarino as it's Salas who gets the loose ball. Abrina Salas now slows things down, being guarded by Marshall. They throw Herring, no one on her. Right wing three, good! And the Sunbirds have come out with more intensity, and it's showing on the scoreboard as the Penguins trail by 9, 25-16.
Back-to-back defensive lapses for the Penguins. Each possession, that time it was weathered. She lost her assignment with Herring, and she can drill it from downtown.
Down low, Hyatt, wild pass, does a nice job of just catching it. Now she goes up for two and gets fouled from behind by Shreddick. Good job down low as the pass was a little over her head. Hyatt had to tip it down to herself, regather the ball, and then she went up for two quickly and got pushed from behind by Shreddick, which is her first personal. Fourth team foul on the Sunbirds. Hyatt on the season shoots at 38%. She's just 8 of 21 from the free throw line. But the first one, nothing but net, to cut the deficit 25-17. And the Penguins really wanted to make a point of emphasis to force turnovers on the Sunbirds, but Sunbirds doing a good job. Only four turnovers to this point. They lead the conference in turnovers at 21 per game, so pretty good standards for them here, taking care of the Rock as Hyatt nets the pair. Nicely done by her at 25-18. Bringing it up at Salas. She gets hounded by Marshall. She has to pass it off to Herring in the corner. Penguins upping the pressure on the perimeter as it's with White. White tries to pass it to Herring. Yamauchi does a good job getting a hand on it, knocking it out of bounds. So 16 on the shot clock. It'll be an inbounds play from the sideline right in front of the radio broadcasting booth here. McLarnon checks back in for Coach Wilson, taking the place of Megan Lee. McLarnon with two threes already to this first half. She tries to find someone on the inbound, gets it to Salas. 14 on the shot clock. Good defense. They have to pass it over to White on the right wing. Sagging off is Weathered, giving White the jumper if she wants it. She still has it on the left elbow, drives now, gets inside, fadeaway shot. Beautiful defense by Weathered as she gets the rebound.
That was a tough move by White. Had a hard angle turning the corner. Weathered able to move step for step with her.
Marshall drives, gets fouled as she does a nice crossover move to get past Herring, and she got hit from the side on a jumper. So she'll be going to the line for her first two free throws of the game. First personal for McLarnon, and fifth team foul for the Sunbirds. So both teams right now knocked at five team fouls. Penguins trying to cut into this deficit once again from the free throw line. It's Marshall knocking down the first one, giving her her first points of the game. So far it's been Sarah Nelson's 10 points, Lauren Hyatt's 6, to really pace the way as Danny Weathered has been held with only 1 point to this point.
And I think you'll see the Penguins continue to push the pace. Don't let this zone set up and get comfortable. We saw Marshall on the attack right there.
Marshall going to the line to try to net a pair. Here's her second one off the back of the rim. Hyatt tries to get the offensive rebound, but instead she gets called for a foul, as it might be called on Weathered, actually. Yeah, so Weathered tried to also join in Hyatt to get that rebound, but the whistle blown on Weathered. So her first personal, 16, so next foul will send the Sunbirds to the line. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Great back and forth action here as the Sunbirds shooting 38% from the field, but leading 25-19. It's up to White, now left wing McLarnon. She uses a white screen. She slips it. Nice move by White. She tries to go reverse, gets body contact from Weathered. So Weathered picks up a quick two fouls there, sending White to the line.
And that was a smart play by White. She was pinned underneath the basket, didn't really have a nice angle for a layup, but she creates the contact, goes right at Weathered. And that's two quick fouls, two big fouls on their star player.
White to the line. She's 2 of 2 already. She knocks down the first one, as the lead back up to 7, 26-19. White's second free throw. Very good free throw shooter on the season. She knocks down the pair as well. So once again, Sunbirds up 27-19. Penguins have the ball. It's Boscarino on the right wing. She has to pass it off. Now she gets it back. She drives baseline. We have a whistle from the far referee on the left side. Off-ball foul called on. They're going to call that on Caspers. Didn't see what she did there, but foul on Caspers, her first personal.
Looks like a little forearm check on a cutter through the lane.
On the inbounds play, they go to Weathered. She fakes left, goes right, throws up a wild shot, falls to the ground, misses it. Rebound goes to Salas as they look to push, and we have a technical on Danny Weathered, I believe, as the ref on the left side of the Collins Center during the fast break called the technical on Danny Weathered. Yeah, so that's her third personal and a big technical as not only are they going to get two free throws, but they'll be able to keep possession and inbound it for themselves for another possession.
Well, Weather tried to go up and under, and she thought there was contact, and she was a little upset on the previous possessions, too, on the off-ball fouls. And so with that technical, she's probably going to have to sit the bench the rest of the first half. There's no way Coach Lacoste can afford her picking up her fourth foul.
And you only get five fouls in the collegiate game, so with 8 minutes left in the first half, that's a huge foul to the leading scorer in the third leading scorer in the Pac-West overall at 17.9 points per game. She's been held quiet to this one, but still huge missing piece for Coach Lacoste and his Penguins as two technical free throws missed by McLaren, and so no damage done there, but it is Weather's third personal.
That is surprising. A 94% free throw shooter clanking both.
And like I said, the Sunbirds shoot the free throw very well, and those were their first two misses of the night. But it comes on a really big moment, as it could have been a real momentum turner, but instead it's just Sunbird's ball, no points coming from it. Left wing Herring, she frees herself up for a deep three off the right side of the rim, ball off Kiera White's hands, and it goes out of bounds, Penguin ball. So fortunate bounce there, fortunate everything for the Penguins as they avoid really a disastrous possession.
Herring was licking her chops. That was a good look. Penguins do not want to be giving her open looks from three like that.
And we have 7:51 left in the first half. We're going to have our second media timeout of the night. You're listening to Division II Pac-West basketball. Penguins trail early 27-19 against the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds. For Mike Temple, Alex Swan, and Jeff Saffer, we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu.
To anyone you can get to listen, you can also arrange for the title and artist of your songs to be displayed to the listener while they suffer through your stream of music. Listen, I can go on all day about how cool the software is. Or you can do me a solid. Download it now and start experiencing it for yourself. Go to www.drs2006.com and look for the free download link and be heard now. DRS 2006 Radio Automation Software. My broadcast for broadcast people. DRS 2006. Streaming technology light years ahead of everyone else. DRS 2006 Radio Streamer. With too many features to list them all here. So click radiostreamer.com today and check it out for yourself. DRS 2006 Radio Streamer. Got it? Good.
Welcome back to the Collins Center in Santa Fe, California. The Penguins trail early, 19-27. We're over halfway through the first half, 7:52 left. As Carly Holbrook's going to inbound the ball for the Penguins, they're going with Boscarino, Holbrook, Yamauchi, Marshall, and Nelson. So a rather small lineup for Coach Lacoste here. They try to get into Nelson, but it's stolen. Boscarino with the turnover as Herring ends up with it.
Shreddick stepping into the passing lane, intercepting Boscarino's pass as she was looking for Nelson down low.
Right wing, it's Megan Lee, who just checked in after the media. She goes over Herring on the right wing. She drives on Holbrook, goes all the way. Finger roll layup missed. Ball bounced in between Nelson and Holbrook, and look who gets in there. It's Megan Lee who got her hands on it, but a jump ball arrow pointing the Penguins' way, so fortunate for them, they get the possession.
And there's the example of the hustle. Megan Lee coming off the bench, only a freshman tying up Nelson.
Coach Lacoste not waiting long to bring his leading scorer in. Danny Weather with three personals checking in. With 7:25 left in the first half, risky move here, Swanee.
And this is showing some major trust in your leader right here. Weather, he probably told her, got to play smart offensively and defensively, cannot afford to pick up your fourth.
So it's Castro on the left wing, over to Holbrook now. Great three-point shooter, gives it off to Castro. Down low, Weather, she gets double, nice move. Goes up for two, and this time gets the foul called. And it's Danny Weather back to the stripe for two more free throws.
Anytime the Penguins get the ball into the teeth of that zone, right into the middle around the free throw line, if it's Weathered, she can either stop and pop for that jumper, or she has that quick ball fake and blows by Shreddick to get to the line.
Danny Weathered's third and fourth free throw attempts coming here of the game. She makes the first one. So now it's 27-20. It is 27-20, right? They didn't update the scoreboard just yet.
You got it right, partner.
Okay. Sometimes I'm quicker than the scorekeepers. You know, it just happens that way. Danny Weather makes the first on the season, shooting at 69%. Her second one up and good as well. So she nets the pair. Scoreboard differentiating than what I think, as it's 27-21. There we go. It's given to him. So 27-21, Penguins trail by six. Sunbird ball. It's in the corner with Salas as the Penguins drop into a 2-3 zone as it goes to the middle with Bender. She gives over McLarnon. Now Herring on the left wing. We'll see how the Sunbirds react to the first sight of a zone from the Penguins. It's right wing now, elbow, Shreddick. She faces the basket, gives off Salas, fakes the mid-range, now goes for the elbow jumper, misses. Nelson gets the defensive board.
Good rotation by the Penguins, and a nice move by Salas. Got Marshall off balance and created a nice shot for herself.
Good possession by the Penguins to get the stop. Now can they turn it into points? It's up top with Yamauchi. They go to the free throw line. Weather once again. She looks to operate. Kicks out Castro. Three ball up and in and out. Thought it was down. Pretty much 80% down. Comes back out. Sunbirds gets the rebound. Still up by six. Left wing Herring. She fakes right. Goes left. And we're going to have a whistle here as a push off on Herring is called. Good defense by Castro to close quickly and move her feet.
Castro right up in her grill, staying with her as she was on the drive. And Herring with a little discard cannot push off like that.
Penguins still trails. It's a six-point deficit. Holboat goes quickly. And like you said, Swanee, the Penguins might want to attack quicker as they've been having a problem in the half-court offense. They do exactly that, get the ball to Holboat in the corner. She drives, gets the contact, and she's headed to the line for two more free throws.
Well, McClarlin had her head turned. That's her zone against Holboat, and Holboat takes it right to the rack. Bender has to come all the way over, and she commits the foul.
Second personal foul on Bender as Holboat, one of the best Penguin free throw shooters, knocks down the first one. On the season, she shoots at 85%. These are her first two free throw attempts of the night. And she nets the pair. Deficit down to four now, 27-23. Bringing it up is Salas. She's with the left hand dribbling by Yamauchi. Passes over McLarnon. Cross court pass to Herring, tipped away as the loose ball goes to the Sunbirds. Almost a steal. Fortunate bounce for the Sunbirds as they still have it. Shreddick goes up. Nice move. Goes to her left. Blocked by Nelson. Goes out of bounds off McLaren. Off Shreddick, actually. So ball with the Penguins.
That's the third time Shreddick has tried to go with an up and under move against Nelson. That time Sarah stayed down and blocked the shot.
Nelson now with two blocks, as we always have to keep an eye on her block totals per game as she gets over five blocks per contest. He's already at two here in the first half. Holboat, deep three, cuts the deficit to one, and she knocks it down.
Bender was on Holboat. Didn't give her too much space. Holboat, a couple feet behind the three-point line, and the three-point specialist on the board.
Herring thinks three, gives it off to Salas. Now her three in the corner, short. Air ball, White gets the board off her hands, goes out of bounds. Ball back to the Penguins.
And Mike, once Weather checked back in, the Penguins have picked up their intensity. A little bit of a spark plug.
Weather checks back in. Coach Lacoste rolls with the zone, and it's worked wonders as the Penguins have cut that nine-point deficit now down to one as it's 27-26. Timeout taken by Coach Lindsey Wilson, who in her second season has kind of seen some struggles with their Sunbird team. Last year, they were over 500, very competitive team in the Pac-West, but this year, just 2-14 and only two conference wins.
She lost a couple seniors. Only seniors returning are Herring and White. And so far, if you're Coach Wilson, even though you might not be in it this year competitively for the PacWest Conference, you like the way that they're playing on the road, especially against a Penguin team who is contending.
Exactly. And this is a big road game for the Sunbirds, for a team that's struggled on the road. They have yet to get a road victory, 0-6 so far in the season. They've really come out into this Collins Center, a very hostile environment at times, and played well early on.
And I think the switch to the zone from Coach Lacoste has really flustered the Sunbirds. Not particularly a great outside shooting team, and the Penguins have forced some stops.
So it's Castro driving, kicks over to Yamauchi at the three-point line. She has it back to Castro now, left wing. They're trying to find Weather at the free throw line. They get it to her now, three-point line stretched out. She drives, draws a double, kicks to Yamauchi. Now free throw line, Nelson jumper, short. Kira White gets the board for the Sunbirds.
A great closeout by Shreddick. She was running the floor, had a nice look there, but good stop by the Sunbirds.
Herring has a chance at three, and she knocks it down. Little late of a rotation there by the Penguin defenders as Herring makes them pay for the deep three, 30-26. Penguins work quickly. Yamauchi tries to find Nelson, throws it over her head, which is hard to do it. Nelson standing at 6'4", so she threw it over her head somehow. Turnover Penguins, ball back to the Sunbirds. 30-26, Sunbirds have been in control most of this first half. Yamauchi pokes the ball away, goes out of bounds, stays with the Sunbirds. 22 in the shot clock, 4:27 on the game clock. For all you listening on the Stretch Network and watching, it's Mike Temple, Alex Swan, Jeff Safford here on the call. As he's just in his second game, we'll get him in some second half action for all you listeners out there. PacWest basketball, Sunbirds lead, left wing it's Kira White. Being guarded by Yamauchi. She finds Salas, now McLaren in right wing. In the corner, it's Herring. She gets doubled, throws off McLarnon. She pulls back, gives off Herring. Herring three, two in a row. No, she misses it, but an offensive rebound by Salas. She settles things down. McLarnon, deep three, misses. Nelson with the board. They push quickly. It's Weathered. Weathered on the left wing. She at the elbow now. Bounce past Yamauchi. Cycled over to Holbrook. Now it's left wing. Castro trying to post Nelson. Can't find her. Castro directing traffic. She finds Weathered on the elbow. Gets by her initial defender. Then goes up for two and finishes. Danny Weathered starting to heat up as she has 5 points now. 30-28. Penguins trail by two.
Well, Shreddick went straight up to try to block Weathered's shot. But Weathered hanging in the air. Has a little more athletic ability to put that down.
Penguins staying in that zone that's been so effective here in the end of the first half. It's Herring, gets Yamauchi on skates. Three ball, good. Yamauchi fell off there, and Herring saw daylight as she knocks down another three, 32-28 Sunbirds.
But Yamauchi with some wobbly knees, and Herring is starting to heat up.
Right wing, Holbrook. Over to Yamauchi on the left wing. Back, Holbrook. She tries to answer with three. Hits off the left side of the rim. And then bounces all the way up top to the shot clock. Oh, actually, it's a string there. There's a little rope there. Never quite noticed as it hit that as it's moving. Good observation there, as that's the first time that's happened. Holbrook misses the three, 28-32, 3:06 left in the first half. We'll be back at radio.dominican.edu.
Out for yourself. DRS 2006 radio streamer. Got it? Good.
Hi, my name's Dave, and I'm a DRSer. Radio automation software for the new world broadcaster.
Welcome back. You're locked into Penguin Radio. It's 28-32. Penguins trail by four at home. On the inbounds play, they go right wing. Now it's McLarnon. She drives. Nice dribble move. Crossover passes over to White. Now in the corner, it's passed off to Tally, who gets her first minutes of the game today. She goes over White. Nice pump fake move. Gets inside and finishes for two. Kira White's been a factor off the bench. And now with 6 points, she's having a great start to the first half.
Well, the ball reversed to the right side of the zone, and she operated quickly, getting by Nelson, and had a tough angle at the layup, but got it to spin in.
Ball with Holbrook on the right wing. Bounce pass over to Weathered. She passes over Castro now, left wing. Castro using the right dribble, goes towards the paint, running shot, missed wide as it barely hits the backboard. Rebound for the Sunbirds.
And there's Shreddick again to alter another shot.
Ball with Kiara White in the left wing. Sunbirds have led for this pretty much the whole first half, and they are leading here 34-28, up by six. Kiara White does a nice cut, but gets rejected by Nelson. She gets her own rebound, rejected again! Sarah Nelson times two with the blocks, and the Penguins have the ball. It goes to Holbrook, right wing, up top Yamauchi. Now on the elbow, Weather, she faces the hoop, hands off to Nelson, and Nelson gets fouled on the pass, and that's going to send Sarah Nelson to the line for a 1-1. Two free throws, as that's the 10th team foul on the Sunbirds.
And with those two blocks, Nelson has eclipsed the 90 mark blocks for her. She's everywhere.
And she's a threat to post up a triple-double every game just due to her blocking abilities, as she already has one on the season. She's come close multiple times. Nelson's first free throw made, as Nelson shoots the free throw around 50% on the season. The Penguins have done a good job from the charity stripe today, 10 of 13. Which is well over their season average of 60% as a team. Nelson's second free throw here. She's the game's leading scorer as she nets the pair, giving her 12 points. The Penguins back down by four, 34-30. Sunbirds bring it up. It's Herring once again. They go over to Olsen. No, it's Megan Lee. Lee drives. Right wing Herring, her three, no one on her. That's a bad mistake as she knocks down another.
And with her 13th point, Jessie Marshall tried to get out on her with a late scramble, but Herring has range, and already she's touched her season average.
13 points on three threes as Weather tries to go quickly, met by a double team and rejected. Ball with Herring, now she looks to push. On the left wing, she has it. Yamauchi does a good job getting back. Kicked over McLaren in her three, right wing, knocked down. The Sunbirds are making it rain in the Collins Center. Lead up to double digits as it's 40-30 Sunbirds lead. And it's been on the back of Herring and McLaren as they are pacing the way, now 6 of 13 as a team from the three-point line.
And they're torching the scouting report right now. They only average 4.5 threes a game, and the Penguins are late on their defensive rotation. Herring walks it up, finds a wide-open McLaren in the corner. Weathered was sagging, and they made her pay.
The lead gets down to 4 for the Penguins as they did a nice job cutting it down. But then 2 possessions later, it's back up to 10 after 2 threes, one by Herring, one by McLaren. So it's Sunbirds who are shooting the 3 ball at 80. No, it's going to be 42%. Not 80. That's quite the half of 80.
But still very effective.
Still very effective, like you said, Swanee. And they only average 4 threes made per game. They've already got 6 here in the first half. Penguins trail by 10 with just over a minute left in this first half. As a team entering with 7 straight losses, the Sunbirds have come out with fire and intensity. It goes right wing, Holbok. She gets double teamed by the zone. Throws up to Yamauchi, back to Holbok. Holbok drives, gets past the initial defender. Wild pass stolen, McLaren gets it. She drives, throws over to Herring. 2-on-1, nice pass inside. Missed the layup as Nelson gets the board. Can the Penguins push? They have numbers. They do. Holbok, 2-on-1. She drives, goes straight towards the hoop. Misses the layup herself. And the rebound gets tracked down by Shreddick.
And McLaren tried to rotate over and get a piece of that shot from Holbok, but it didn't affect her too much. That was just a point-blank miss.
5-second differential between the shot and game clock, as it's 23 on the game clock, 17 on the shot clock. It's with Lee. She passes over Herring. Now down low to Tally. Back out Herring. Swung corner McLaren. She has in the corner 7 on the shot clock. She drives. Elbow. Pulls it up. Passes to Tally. Back to Herring. Deep three in the corner. That one would have brought really me down if she made it, but she missed. Rebound to Weathered. She goes, pushes. 1 on the shot clock. She has to raise, fires, misses it as the runner falls off the right side of the rim. No foul called as Coach Lacoste and Weathered kind of upset that the whistle's not being consistently blown here for either team, but Weathered misses the runner to end the half as the Penguins trail 40-30.
And it's been the way of the three ball, and now we have Coach Lacoste out at midcourt wanting an explanation. And what I've heard is a foul is a foul no matter what part and what juncture the game is at. And so Weather taking it coast to coast, she looked like she got hacked. No call. And Coach Lacoste is upset about it.
Yeah, and I feel like referees are scared to blow the whistle at the end of half or end of game situations because they don't want free throws really being the deciding factor. But that was a case where Weather got pushed on the runner. Everyone saw it in the concert. Coach Lacoste probably the most mad about that, as he did have that halftime talk with them. But if it's a foul, it's definitely got to be called no matter what the situation is.
I agree with you. And I think part of the frustration for Coach Lacoste also is the lack of defensive rotation, because right now the Sunbirds are lighting it up from downtown. 40 points hung on the Penguins in the first half of Gold Rush night. And we'll look to see if the Penguins can turn it around and really ratchet it up on the defensive end.
And we'll be back in a couple minutes here for some halftime analysis. Jeff Safford will be joining the call at radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned.
For this club, and you know, as you guys have mentioned a few times, this isn't a team that's really particularly that good, at three, shooting three-point shots when we get wide-open looks makes it a whole heck of a lot easier.
Same starting five for Coach Wilson as the inbounds goes to Herring. Into the corner now from McCarlin, and she drills a three.
And just like I mentioned, it was wide-open shot, you know, just a defensive lapse.
Holbrook, left wing, guns a three. Heel of the iron, no good. Sarah Nelson corrals offensive rebounds. Penguins with a fresh 30. Weathered along the right baseline. Works it to Yamauchi. Top of the key. Yamauchi, quick pass into the corner to Weathered. Now left side. Works its way around to Holbrook. Top of the key, three is no good. Ball ricochets to Nelson. Penguins have a third opportunity. Weathered bobbles the Yamauchi pass. Going to work. Driving on Bender. Kicks out for Holbrook, left wing. Penguins down 13. Hyatt, high post, turnaround jumper. Rolls off the rim, no good, and out of bounds off of Bender. It will stay with the Penguins.
And good defensive, or I should say offensive rebounding, be able to get a finger on that ball to create a third opportunity. Nelson doing a great job on the offensive glass.
Inbound comes to Nelson. Right back down to Weathered on the right low block. Turns, spins, her shot rims out. Rebound to Shreddick. Fresno Pacific looking to push. It's McCarlin in the left wing. Holbrook with the good close out. Forces her to put it on the deck. And now back to Herring. Touch pass over to McCarlin again on the left wing. Over to Salas. Salas looking for McCarlin in the left corner. She fires another three. It's short. And she tries to chase down her loose ball, and it goes out of bounds over to the Penguins.
And Dominican got away with not closing out on a shooter that time as she was steps out of bounds, but she got a box out on that.
Sunbird still in their 2-3 zone. Holbrook, right-handed dribble, gets to the paint, now kicks out to Yamauchi, touch pass to Holbrook, top of the key, goes all the way to the rack and draws the blocking foul, and that will go against Kira White.
And good job by Holbrook to avoid getting an offensive foul called as the defender kind of posted up right underneath the basket, but she did a sidestep, like kind of a Euro step, which is like a sidestep right at the last second to avoid it being a charge.
Holbrook knocks down the first. Penguins have gotten to the line tonight 15 times and have converted 12 of them. Bender checks in for White. It's Hyatt, Holbrook, Nelson, Yamauchi, and Weathered on the floor as Holbrook converts on both free throws. 43-32, 18:05 left in the first half. Penguins sitting at 9-9, 6-6 in the Pac West. Sunbirds are trying to go for the upset, only two wins on the season. Salas on the left wing, tries to get into the lane, cut off by Yamauchi. Finds Herring at the top of the key, Holbrook is all over her, forces a pass out of her hands, and it's stolen now by Holbrook. Looking up ahead to Weathered, going right at McCarlin, coast to coast, lays it in with her left hand.
Good job by Weathered just to go right to the basket, not mess around, and finish with the left hand.
Lead down to 9, 43-34. McCarlin, rise and fire for three, puts it in. McCarlin, 15 points on the night, 5-for-8 from downtown, and Jeff, the Penguins need to get out on her.
Yeah, they just need to close out. She's been shooting that well tonight. You can't leave a great shooter like that open.
Holbrook answers along the baseline. It's a two-pointer. 46-36. Sunbirds still up 10. Salas on the crossover, drifting towards the left wing. Now finds Bender, high post on the left elbow. Kicked out McCarlin. Holbrook closes out on her well. She dumps it down to Shreddick. Turns along the left baseline. Kicked out Herring a three, and she got it. Sunbirds on fire from downtown. They've hit 9, 49-36. Holbrook open for three in the left corner. It's long. Nelson tracks down the offensive rebound for the Penguins.
That's her fourth offensive rebound already in the first half.
Working it around the perimeter. Comes the Yamauchi, and it's stolen away by Herring.
Just a bad pass that time. There's a lot of congestion in the middle and no need to make that pass.
Herring and McCarlin in double figures. Herring with 13, McCarlin with 15. It's in Herring's hands on the left wing. Penguins now fall into the 2-3 zone. Shreddick along the left baseline. looking for Herring on the right wing. She guns another three in and out. Bender on the offensive boards for the Sunbirds, and she's fouled by Hyatt.
So if you're the Penguins defensively, you finally get a closeout and a shooter and a miss, but you forget to box out on the rebound. So it's just, you know, you do one thing correctly and then you forget to box out.
Substitutions for both teams as Marshall comes in for the Penguins and Caspers comes in for the Sunbirds. Sunbirds basketball, the inbound underneath their bucket. It goes into Caspers, kicked out to Lee. Lee shovel pass underneath the Caspers, knocked away by Yamauchi, and Sarah Nelson has the steal for the Penguins. Coming the other way, it's Weathered, right wing. Wheels around along the right elbow. Now finds Nelson down low. She's double teamed, rips through it, off the window, no good. Lee has the board for the Sunbirds, and the Penguins trail by 13. Salas looking for Bender, right elbow, puts the moves on Nelson, and she rejects it out of bounds. Media timeout. It's 49-36. Penguins trail by 13, 15:35 left in this second half. Jeff Safford along with Alex Swan. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu from here in the Conlon Center. It's NCAA Women's Division II basketball, and we'll be right back. And out of the media timeout, the Sunbirds will have the basketball. They'll inbound underneath their bucket. Lee to inbound. A box set for Fresno Pacific, looking for Bender along the left baseline. Guarded by Weathered, and she quickly gives it up to Salas. Penguins now out of the zone and man-to-man.
Yeah, and we were talking about that during the media timeout. We thought that they would go to a man, and that's what they're doing.
Five on the shot clock. It's poked away by Holbrook, and she has a steal coming the other way for the Penguins. Going right at Caspers, and she missed the layup.
Oh, geez. Nothing going right tonight for the Penguins. A wide open layup, and she just missed it.
Salas operating along the right wing, looking cross court from McLaren. Thought about a three, puts it on the deck around Yamauchi. Now gives it to Lee. Lee down low to Bender, left high post, and scores. Tough move by Bender.
Yeah, just a kind of a rotate pivot, and she was able to use her leg to kind of hook Weathered and finish with kind of a scoop layup.
Largest lead of the ball game at 15. Marshall hoists a three. It's off the mark. Sunbirds, another rebound.
And that's something that's not happened tonight for the Penguins, is the three ball for the most part has not been falling as it was in the last game for the Penguins.
But Carlin gives it up. Lee working on Marshall, drifts towards the right wing, dumps it down low to Casper, spins on Nelson, and she blocked it. That's Nelson's sixth block tonight. Yamauchi pushing it the other way for the Penguins, kicks into the corner for Holbrook for three. It's long, and Bender tracks down the board for the Sunbirds. Another one and done opportunity for the Penguins.
Now I think the Penguins are shooting a little bit too early in the shot clock. Work it around, get Weathered one-on-one opportunities to drive, or let Nelson work on the block as well.
Casper, high post. Tough shot over Nelson, and she got another piece of that. Nelson all over Casper's back-to-back blocks for the big center. Penguins still down 15, working it around the perimeter to Marshall. Along the left baseline, she's doubled. Finds Nelson, high post. Now Yamauchi right inside the arc. Fires up an air ball. Shot clock doesn't reset. Holbrook has offensive rebound, and she puts it in. 51-40 now. 13-15 left in the second half. Marshall knocked it away out of bounds.
Good job by Marshall there to get a hand on that one. Almost got the steal.
Castro and Boscarino come in for the Penguins.
And we saw both of these players in the last game give a spark to the Penguins team off the bench. Let's see if they can give a spark here in the second half. Still plenty of time, but down by double digits. Want to start cutting into that lead.
Lee on the right wing, looking for Shreddick at the high post. Dribbling left around Nelson, left-handed scoop shot, layup off the window, no good. Weathered has the rebound. Pushing it right at Tally, who just checked in for Fresno Pacific, Herring along with her. The five on the Penguins is Castro, Nelson, Weathered, Boscarino, and Marshall. Weathered high post, hits the jumper. The Penguins first, down 11.
First bucket of the second half, maybe that'll be a good sign for the Penguins. And two straight buckets, let's see if they can keep it going.
Lee looking for Shreddick, no double team comes. Posting on Nelson, kicks out for Herring. Herring right by Castro on the right-handed dribble, up and under, and she scores.
Very nice move there by Herring to kind of avoid both defenders that were in the vicinity and get it to the bucket.
Boscarino underneath to Nelson. Nelson puts it in. A quick jump shot from Nelson as Boscarino was able to penetrate. 53-42.
And a nice job by Nelson to find that open hole in the zone. And she kind of sat right in that hole, and Boscarino was able to feed her with a nice dish, and she finished it.
Salas pressured by Boscarino out near the three-point arc. Hands off to Herring, and that forces a timeout for Fresno Pacific. It's 53-42, Jeff. And right now, Dominican has not been able to cut into this lead.
No, and it's been, you know, we've seen the threes slow down a little bit here since the last media timeout, but teams have been kind of trading back buckets, and the Penguins have not had the best shooting night. And that's not helping. They've missed a couple of pretty open jumpers, missed a missed layup, and, you know, sometimes that's just going to happen, and we'll see if they can shoot a little better and keep the defensive intensity up as the second half goes on.
Well, what both of us noticed before this ball game was the Sunbirds only score 59.4 points per game. They already have 53 with 11:50 left in the second half, and it's come between Herring and McLarnon. Herring with 18 points, McLarnon with 15, and they have really hurt the Penguins from the outside, 9 for 19 from downtown. Do you think Coach Lacoste sticks man-to-man?
I would think so. I think a man-to-man with them, some ball pressure maybe, force some turnovers, and that'll get you back in the game quicker than anything. Get some turnovers and get a run going if you're Dominican. But man, looking at the stat sheet, only shooting 9 of 28 from the field. That's a really low percentage from a team that you mentioned shoots over 40% for the season.
The Penguins also struggling from three-point land, 1 for 10 from downtown, as Fresno Pacific is set to inbound. It goes to Herring along the right angle, guarded by Marshall tightly. The man-to-man defense pressure has extended deep out, forcing Fresno Pacific to operate their offense far along the arc. It's Salas trying to drive around Castro, and she forces up a shot with one on the shot clock, but gets the rebound back. Fresh 30 for the Sunbirds.
I don't think she got the shot off. I think the shot clock went off before she shot the ball.
That was close. 20 seconds down the shot clock as Shreddick goes right at Nelson. Rejected again. Shreddick gets it back. Has to force it out to Salas. She finds Herring in the corner. Launches a three. It's no good. Weathered high above Shreddick to snatch the rebound.
Good rebound there by Weathered.
Weathered coast to coast. Rejected by Shreddick now. It falls into McCarlin's hands, and Sunbirds have it on the turnover. Pushing it up ahead to Salas, and she puts on the brakes as Castro cut her off. Sunbirds operating around the perimeter. McCarlin on the left side gets a screen from White. Offensive foul on White on the legal screen.
Yeah, pretty easy call there. she was moving a lot with those, you know, moving a lot, and we can't do that.
Media timeout. Penguins down 11, 10:45 left in this second half. You're listening to NCAA Women's Division II Basketball here in the Collins Center. We'll be right back on Penguin Radio.
Vipassana is a science of mind and matter, how the mind is influencing the body, and in turn how body is influencing the mind.
Yesterday, forget it, tomorrow is nada. Present is right here through the breath, watching atheist Jesus piece hanging on a cross. We sit and discuss God on lawn chairs about how we got here, what it is, what it isn't. Shit, fate versus fate, scrimmaging with coincidence. Leave out the marketing, hold up on the business end, focus on the genuine and everything else. You can shed the skin. I was a couple moves away from being dead. And that ER overdose and eyes bleeding red. I fell in love, made an album, got a buzz. Lost it all, sobered up, and guess what? Now we meet again. And I'm back, finally just laughing. Expectations are reset.
Back here in action. Penguins down 11. Inbounds goes to Caster. She's pressured. Now double, needs help. Finds Weathered right in the front court. Weathered wide open, Nelson. And Nelson lays it in.
Good job by Weather there on the double team to keep her cool and deliver the pass to a wide open Nelson.
Herring pressured by Marshall, top of the key. Right-handed dribble, gets inside the arc, kicks for Tally. Tally curls, dumped down the Shreddick, wide open left-handed layup is good.
And a little bit of a defensive lapse there to leave Shreddick wide open under the basket.
Castro trapped again through the pass behind Weathered. She's able to corral it and break the press. Sets up Boscarino for three in the corner. Rimmed out. Herring has the rebound. The Sunbirds pressure really doing a number on the Penguins. Coming the other way. McClarlin in the corner. Now down to Shreddick and a travel. That is the ninth turnover on the Sunbirds tonight. Penguins will take over.
And that's one thing that the Sunbirds, for the most part, have done pretty well. They haven't turned the ball over too many times.
And now a steal by Herring, going all the way, and she draws the foul against Boscarino. And this pressure, Jeff, really has forced the Penguins now into seven turnovers, and they have not found a way to break it.
No, and we saw Nelson get a basket a couple possessions ago, but the last couple of press breaks have looked pretty unorganized and kind of wild. And we saw with the last game, the Penguins don't want to play at a wild pace. They don't want to play to another team's pace. They want to play at their own pace. And this press is making it pretty tough on them.
Herring hits them both, 57-44. Penguins trying to work their way back. This would be a big upset for Fresno Pacific coming into the Conlin Center. Under 10 minutes now, 9:25 left to go. Marshall open in the corner, and it's deflected away by Herring. 12 on the shot clock for Dominican.
And another big storyline also, with Dominican sitting in that eighth spot. A loss here tonight would be really tough for them if they want to make the tournament.
Nelson blocked by Shreddick. Tally hustles down the loose ball, and she'll set up the offense for the Sunbirds. Oh, Shreddick has really answered the call guarding Nelson. An offensive foul. This goes against Tally off the ball, an illegal screen. Dominican will take over on possession as Holbrook will check in for Boscarino.
A little bit of, I don't know what she was thinking there. She kind of stuck her elbow out when she was setting that screen. It's like, why would you do that? Makes no sense.
Fresno Pacific still in their 2-3 zone. Yamauchi has the rock in the right corner. Working on Herring, dribbles towards the middle of the floor, cross-court pass to Holbrook, curls into the lane, all the way around Shreddick, blocked by Shreddick. Both Penguins go down, Holbrook and Nelson are in the backcourt. Here comes Herring along the left wing, and it's stolen by Marshall. Marshall has Holbrook running, she's gonna go all the way to the bucket. She missed it, Nelson on the trail, and lays it in.
What a crazy series of events right there.
57-46.
Whoa. And papers go flying.
McClarlin on the crossover. Yamauchi all over her. Now up top to Tally, around the horn to Salas, left wing. Gets a Tally screen, curls into the lane, kicked out to McClarland. She's cut off, 8 on the shot clock. Has to dish it out to Salas. Now down low, Shreddick, left-handed hook shot, defended well by Nelson, and an offensive rebound by the Sunbirds. And now Salas throws it away.
But another case of Dominican not boxing out. Sarah Nelson had that whole paint area all blocked out, and then one of the guards let her slip in there to sneak right around Nelson to grab that offensive board, but Dominican gets away with it on the turnover.
Nelson has been crashing the glass tonight with 16 rebounds, but 12 offensive boards as a team for the Sunbirds. Weathered. Looking for Marsh on the right wing. Nice move. Goes to the hole. Finishes. And the foul. 57-48. Penguins back within single digits. That foul is against Caspers. Her second and the fourth team foul. Media timeout on the floor. Marshall will be shooting a free throw. And Jeff, Penguins within single digits. 7:53 remaining. How can they keep putting the pressure on the Sunbirds to eventually crumble?
I think they just got to do exactly what Marshall just did. They got to attack, attack, attack. Attack the rim, get to the foul line. You've been shooting pretty well from the stripe tonight, so that's a good sign. And when you penetrate, you can also set up some open shooters on the outside. I know that they haven't shot the ball particularly well, but you have some players on your team that can stroke it from out there. And eventually, when you get enough open looks, you know, get into a rhythm, hit one or two. All it takes is a couple shots to get your confidence and then just go from there. And defensively, I think they've done much better in the second part of the second half on closing out on threes. I think the main focus defensively now has to be on closing out and getting rebounds and just getting more offensive possessions.
And some update scores around the Pac West. The other game going on, Academy of Art versus Dixie State. And Dixie State came into the Conlon Center and got beat, and they are getting clobbered by Academy of Art, 66-34. So Academy of Art is looking to go to 12-8 and 7-5 in the conference, which makes this an even bigger game for the Penguins as they cannot fall behind. We're back underway, and Marshall will toe the stripe to try to earn herself the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Her attempt is long, and Caspers has the rebound. So the lead stays at 9 for the Sunbirds. Salas, pressured by Yamauchi, she crosses the timeline, picks up her dribble, needs help, and throws it away. Great defense by Dominican, and especially the point guard Yamauchi.
Yeah, Yamauchi has definitely done a good job defensively tonight. She's so quick, and it's tough to get around her, and it's making it tough for the guards, and I think that's been a big change here in the second half to what it was in the first half with the zone.
Weathered, looking for Boscarino on the right corner. She finds her, working on Lee, driving baseline now, cut off, spins, finds Nelson. She bobbles the pass at the right elbow, gets it back, 15 on the shot clock, regains composure and kicks back to Boscarino. Now 10 on the shot clock. Boscarino down to Nelson along the right baseline. Down to 6, driving, left-handed hook shot, no good, and Lee has the rebound for the Sunbirds.
I like the aggressive move to the basket, though, by Nelson. She just couldn't put it down.
Herring rejected by Nelson, trying to go to the bucket, and it's out of bounds. Sarah Nelson.
Is that 8 blocks
having
now
a block
her?
Party. That is correct. 8 blocks tonight.
Geez.
Sunbirds still have the ball underneath their basket. Lee will trigger the inbound. It goes to Herring into the left corner. She's doubled. And she finds McClarland, and she'll dribble towards the top of the key. 10 on the shot clock for Fresno Pacific. It's in Casper's hands, left low block, spins on Nelson, hook shot, rolls off the rim and out of bounds. Great defense by Nelson, and the Penguins will take over. 6:49 left, Penguins down 9.
And every possession now, down by 9, is very important.
Nelson, left low block, spins, high jump shot off the window, no good. Caspers has the rebound. A good look there for the big center. She couldn't get it to go down.
It was definitely in rhythm that time.
Caspers, left block, kicks out for Lee, wants to repost, gets the basketball back. up and under move, and she walked with it. Pardon, that's a 3 second.
And it's so tough for any player for Fresno Pacific working on the low block with Nelson in there. I mean, she's such a presence and down low, and she showed why right there.
Herring got a hand on Yamauchi's pass. It went out of bounds. Penguins will inbound from the left sideline as we have a substitution. Shreddick will come back into the game. She'll check in for Caspers. 6:17 left. Penguins need to make the run now. Inbounds goes to Boscarino, right in front of midcourt on the left side. Putting her head down, goes to the bucket, and she's hacked. That will be the foul committed by Megan Lee on the ground. That's the 15th foul committed against the Sunbirds. Third personal against Herring. Inbounds goes to Nelson. She's at the top of the three-point line. Now down low to Weathered. She spins, puts up a shot, can't hit it. Goes up again, and she's fouled. That time it was Shreddick. She thought she had all ball, but Weathered will take herself to the stripe for two.
Nice job by Weathered there to stick with it and get herself a trip to the free throw line.
Weather tonight, 3 for 4 from the stripe, and she hits the first, and now she's in double figures with 10. Her second attempt is pure. 57-50. Under 6 minutes now. Penguins have trailed nearly the entire ball game. Herring along the right wing, looking for Shreddick down low. Pass is deflected by Nelson. Comes back to McClarlin. Left side. She finds Tally in the left corner now. Looking for Lee on the left wing. Finds her. Boscarino all over. Poked it away. Got the steal. And the foul is committed on Lee. So great defense by Boscarino to force the turnover and then draw the foul. And that will send Boscarino to the free throw line for a 1-1 attempt.
And the defensive intensity has been night and day from comparing the first half to the second half. It's been the Penguins turning up the intensity, forcing some turnovers, and knocked down a couple of free throws here. He can cut it to 5.
Boscarino on the year, a 40% free throw shooter, hits the first.
Didn't look like it right there. That was a good stroke.
Lead down to 6. Boscarino a chance to cut it to 5. Weathered, Nelson, Yamauchi, and Marshall on the floor as Boscarino's second attempt is good.
And with Dominican, with only 2 team fouls, they can play extremely aggressive here down the stretch, not having to worry about fouling too much.
Yamauchi tries to deny McClarlin from getting the ball. She has it now, curling along the left baseline, off the window and good. Tough shot
if you're by McClarlin. If you're Dominican, you'll take that. That was a good defensive possession. She just made a heck of a shot right there.
Boscarino putting her head down, and an offensive foul as she pushed off on Salas. Turnover will go back over to the Sunbirds as Coach Lacoste wants a timeout. Penguins down 7, 59-52, 5:09 left in the second half. We'll be right back on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Back here in the Conlin Center, out of the media timeout. Sunbirds basketball, it's in Herring's hands. Gets a Shreddick screen, curls into the lane, pushes off on Marshall, offensive foul. So back-to-back turnovers for each team. And that's the 4th on Herring, as she leads the Sunbirds tonight with 20 points.
Yeah, definitely something to keep an eye on here, how she plays here with four fouls.
Marshall in the left corner finds Yamauchi. Cross court to Boscarino. Now Weathered, right wing, driving baseline, spins back towards the middle, kicked out to Yamauchi. 11 on the shot clock, over to Boscarino, all the way to the bucket, and she's fouled. That's against Tally. It is on the shot, so it'll be two shots for Boscarino.
And another good thing about getting to the free throw line, if you're Dominican trying to come back in this game, is every point you score at the line is a point scored with the clock stopped.
Boscarino's first was halfway down and out. The lead is at 7. And White returns for Fresno Pacific. Boscarino's second is no good. And her 40% from the stripe showed there. Weathered hustles into the corner and throws it off of Shreddick to keep possession for Dominican.
Great heads-up play there by Weathered to tip it right off of the Fresno Pacific player and give her team an extra possession. And also just good overall hustle to go chase that ball down.
Every possession will count throughout here in the end of the ball game. Penguins moving it around the perimeter. It's in Marshall's hands. Now down low to Weathered at the high post. One dribble and she scores.
Now there's the Weathered we like to see for Dominican. Just one dribble and just powers right straight to the bucket.
Salas on the drive, kicked out. McClarlin. Quick touch pass back to Salas. 60 on the shot clock. Gets into the lane and she's bumped by Boscarino. And that will be the fourth team foul. As Jeff mentioned earlier, the Penguins can afford to be more aggressive.
And you'd rather have a blocking foul there than an easy layup, because Boscarino was getting burned going right down the lane there.
Bender checks in and will inbound. Looking for White in the left corner. White down low to Bender. One dribble, kicks out to Salas. Nearly traveled. Weaves her way to the top of the key. Finds White, crossover to the left hand on Marshall. Fadeaway jumper is no good. Tipped, and the offensive rebound to Bender. Kicked out McClarlin. Working on Yamauchi. And she dribbles towards the right wing, picks up her dribble, cross court to White. White dribbles towards the high post, right at the free throw line. She's cut off by Marshall, picked up her dribble, and that forces Coach Wilson to burn a timeout. So with 14 on the shot clock, Fresno Pacific burns a timeout. That will cause us to go to a media timeout. And Jeff, this Penguins need a big stop here. Down 5, 3:37 left. They can't afford for this lead to grow any larger.
No, 5 is, you know, at this point in the game, is a lead that's big enough, as you said, and especially when you haven't been able to shoot the three ball particularly well in this ball game. You know, you are sitting at 9 team fouls, so another foul will get you two free throws the rest of the way, so that's a positive. But at the same time, if you're Dominican, you can't be too much in a hurry. You got to look for the good shot and take the best shot you can get on every possession, because like you said, every possession is needed to get some type of production out of it.
On the turnover battle, the Penguins have doubled up the Sunbirds. They forced 16 and only committed 8. But it's been the story from downtown. Sunbirds 9 for 20, Penguins 1 for 11.
Ouch.
Shooting percentages are near even. Sunbirds shooting at 35%, Penguins at just under 33%. But they're going to have to use some defensive prowess here to lock up the Sunbirds, get some stops, and score on the offensive end.
And we've seen the majority of those 16 turnovers come here in the second half. So I don't see why Dominican can't force some more turnovers and get some more easy buckets here.
On the floor for the Penguins, it's Weathered, Nelson, Marshall, Yamauchi, and Boscarino to round out the 5. LeCarlin gets the inbound. Finds White up top. 9 on the shot clock. Marshall is all over her. White dribbling toward the left side. Finds Salas. 4 on the shot clock. Down low to Shreddick. Turns. Her shot doesn't graze rim. It was partially blocked by Nelson. And that is her 10th block and will be the second triple-double of this season, along with the second triple-double of her career. And the 2-time PacWest Player of the Week and the 1-time NCAA Division II Player of the Week coming to play as Weathered hits the jumper. 59-56, Penguins down 3.
And I think for Dominican, the offense should go through your best scorer, and that is Weathered. Also running it through Nelson. I think a two-man game with Nelson and Weathered should be the main focus for them from here on out offensively.
Bender, top of the key, guarded by Weathered. Pass goes to Salas. Now down low, Shredded, taking Nelson off the bounce, and she's fouled. Nelson nearly had her 11th block tonight, but the foul will go against her and will send Shredick to the line.
It was close, but it looks like Nelson just came down with her arm there a little bit on the shooter.
Shredick, a 78% free throw shooter, as she misses the first one badly. That's only the third miss as a team for the Sunbirds, and Mike talked about this in the first half. They are first in the Pac West at free throw shooting percentage, and a big miss there. Shreddick's second attempt is off. Rebound, Nelson. That's her 18th. Penguins coming the other way. Boscarino, coast to coast, high off the window, puts it in.
What a tough shot there from Boscarino, going away from the basket with one arm, banks it in. Great shot.
59-58, Penguins down one. Closest they've been in the second half. Herring looking for White up top, guarded tightly by Weathered. Now over to Salas, curling in the lane, going at Nelson, shot block, comes to Shredick. Her left-handed layup is no good. Rebound to Nelson. Penguins can lead for the first time since the 17-minute mark in the first half. Under 2 minutes. Boscarino looking for Weathered, operating at the high post, kicked out to Yamauchi. Finds Nelson, sideline jumper, oh, it's good. Penguins have the lead, 60-59.
And Nelson, she's hit a number of jump shots on that baseline, really shooting the ball well. What a great overall game for Nelson.
Herring on the drive, and she's fouled. It's on the ground, and a hand check foul will be called against the Penguins, and it will go against Jesse Marshall, sixth team foul. So the Penguins are still not in the bonus with only 16 fouls committed. Three substitutions coming in for Fresno Pacific: Bender, Caspers, and Lee. They'll be out there with Herring and McClarland. A box set for the Sunbirds. Looking to get the ball to McClarland. It's denied. Now they find Herring along the right baseline. Guarded by Yamauchi, she tips it away and out of bounds, as she was claiming that it went off Herring's leg. Referee disagrees.
And that was awful close. It almost did look like it went off her leg, but still good active hands there by Yamauchi. She's been a big factor on the defensive end here in the second half.
White and Shredick check back in for the Sunbirds. Shredick has it. Top of the key. Drives, nearly carried. Picks up her dribble, now kicks out to Herring. Down low to Shredick, and she's bumped by Nelson. So this will send Shredick to a 1-1, and Jeff, that looked like a carry over the key.
Oh, it definitely did look like a carry, and she looked like she was Adrian Peterson running through the line right there. She kind of lost control of the ball, and the ball bounced way up, and she kind of got her hand underneath the ball, and to me, it was a clear carry.
We have a timeout. Coach Lacoste wants to talk it over. 60-59, the Penguins have battled back. They lead by one. 1:25 left here in the second half. We'll be right back on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And as we return to action, Shredick at the line, a 1-1 attempt. It's short and rattles home as she got the shooter's touch.
Yeah, that's where having a proper spin on the basketball comes in handy right there.
Shredick 3-for-5 tonight from the stripe, 9 points. Her second attempt is also good. Sunbirds reclaim the lead, 61-60.
Good job there to kind of for her to block out that last trip to the line. She had two of the worst free throws I've seen in a while, and she knocks both of those in.
Boscarino on the drive, poked away by Herring, out of bounds. Penguins will inbound underneath their basket.
Boscarino a little lucky there. She was a little out of control going to the bucket there.
inbounds to Nelson, left side at the three-point arc. Kick to Yamauchi, right wing. 10 on the shot clock, it's in Boscarino's hands. Now down to 7, looking for Yamauchi. They're trying to find Weather, she has it with 5, top of the key. She's triple teamed, spinning into the lane, and she's tied up, a jump ball, and it will remain with the Penguins.
Yeah, I think the Penguins just kind of lost track of the time right there as Weather got that ball way too late in the shot clock to really expect her to do something with it. And she was triple teamed at the top of the key. Man, it's easy to get the possession there. Or I should say lucky to get the possession.
So 56.6 seconds remaining. Penguins will have the possession coming out of the timeout for Coach Lacoste. 61-60, the Sunbirds lead by a point. And do you go to Weathered here off the inbounds? She was just triple teamed, or do you look elsewhere? Because there's 1 second on the shot clock.
I think that Weathered should be your number one option, but you could also use Weathered as a decoy as well to try to get somebody else wide open.
Yamauchi looks underneath to Weathered, gets it up, and it's no good as it will be a shot clock violation. With 54.5 seconds left, the Sunbirds have possession and up by a point.
And I think a second or two might have ticked off after that shot clock ended, so we'll see if they'll figure that out or if we're going to miss that.
Salas will inbound to Herring. She'll walk it across the timeline. Penguins need a stop. It will be Marshall on Herring along the right wing. She finds Salas, quick touch pass to White. Goes to set a screen, now White behind the back. Finds Shreddick wide open along the baseline. One dribble into traffic, throws up a wild shot and out of bounds. She was wide open and created a much tougher shot for herself going into Nelson, and she flung it way out of bounds, not drawing anything. 61-60 as Coast to Coast calls a timeout with 33.8 seconds left.
That was a great find there by White as she sensed the double team coming. And like as you said, I don't know why that she decided to go right into Nelson.
And this game is huge, primarily for the Penguins. As we mentioned earlier, Academy of Art, they're up, beating Dixie State handedly. They're going to go to 7-5 in the conference. Dominican is trailing Academy of Art in the standings. They're at 6-6. Hawaii Hilo is at 6-5. So the Penguins cannot afford to drop this game as the Sunbirds are sitting at 2-9 in the conference. Weathered will roll the ball to Yamauchi. 3 seconds separate the shot clock and the game clock. 28 ticks left, 24 on the shot clock. Pass goes to Weathered on the right wing, momentarily doubled, working on White, gets to the elbow, kicked out to Yamauchi. Shot clock is at 13, back into Weathered's hands, right three-point arc, on the drive, hop step to the bucket, can't finish. Rebounded White and the Sunbirds, 8 seconds left, now down to 6 and Herring is fouled.
Well, Dominican got the shot they wanted. Weathered was able to get her way into the bucket and got a pretty good look at right around the right block, and she just couldn't put it in.
So this will send Herring to the line, and Coach Lacoste wants to spend his final timeout.
And I'm a little bit perplexed by that. It was 6 seconds, because if you get a missed free throw, then you can call a timeout right away and set something up. Now, if you get a missed free throw, then you gotta go. You gotta go right away because there's only 6 seconds left.
And so make or miss, Herring, if she makes it, she'll get another attempt. And if she makes both, it's still a one possession game. The Sunbirds can elect to foul and put the Penguins at the stripe if that scenario plays out. Just like what Jeff mentioned, if she misses, the Penguins have to push it. They'll be down by one. I'd assume they try to go right to the bucket. And one thing you cannot afford if Herring misses this free throw is to take too much time in the backcourt trying to find a guard or especially Weathered.
Yeah.
You got to just push it, whoever has it.
And one thing I got to wonder is where is Carly Holbrook in this situation? She's been out almost the entire first half, and she's one of the best shooters on your team.
The five for the Penguins will be Marshall, Yamauchi, Boscarino, Weathered, and Nelson. Herring is at the line. She's 2-for-2. It's a 1-1. She missed it. Offensive rebound, though, by White. She kicks out to Salas, and she's fouled.
Well, the offensive rebounds have been a problem all night long, and in the biggest situation of the game, it bites them in the butt again.
15 offensive rebounds for the Sunbirds. Salas, once again, will shoot 1-1. 4 seconds. She missed it. Ball batted around. Comes to Weathered with 3 seconds. Now it's a loose ball. It finds its way into White's hands with 0.9, and it's a dual possession. Penguins will have possession off the dual tie-up, but there's only 0.9 seconds left. Penguins have the inbound in their own backcourt. Boscarino has to inbound it into the front court towards the basket. Baseball pass to Nelson. She mishandles the catch. That will be the ball game as the final buzzer sounds. Fresno Pacific comes into the Conlin Center with a huge upset to beat the Penguins 61-60. And Jeff, I think Boscarino, you're looking to Nelson. That's the tallest player you have. You had to just heave it as far as she could, but Nelson couldn't come up with the pass.
Yeah, and it's a really a tough thing to do there. It's you almost got to hit like a Christian Laettner-esque shot in that situation. Makes it even more tough when you have to hit a three-point shot. And it makes me wonder even a little bit more why Dominican doesn't keep that timeout, because they could have had a chance to call a timeout when they got that rebound at the end of the game, but instead they didn't have the opportunity, Colin, because they didn't have any.
One thing during that timeout, you would assume Coach Lacoste would have went over, you have to block out if there's a miss. And the rebound ricocheted off to the right side towards Nelson's area. It went over her hands. White tracked it down, found Salas, and then that ran 2 seconds off the clock. Salas had a chance to make or miss. She missed her 1-1 attempt, and what really hurt the Penguins was the ball squirted over in front of the Fresno Pacific bench. Bodies went flying. Weather tried to get on it. White got on it as well, and so 4 seconds ran off, and they only had under a second, 0.9 to inbound. Not much you could do there, and so Coach Lacoste elects to spend that timeout, and it backfired a little bit.
Yeah, but also it all boils back down to, you know, like you mentioned, not being able to box out. You know, in that situation, that goes back to, you know, third grade CYO basketball. You know, when you're shooting free throws, you absolutely have to box out and make sure that you can get that rebound. And they just failed the fundamental rule right there, and it cost them a game.
So with that crucial loss, the Penguins will fall to 9-10 overall, 6-7 in the PacWest Conference. The Fresno Pacific Sunbirds move to 3-14 and 3-9 in PacWest play. And before we sign off, Jeff, this just attests to you cannot overlook any opponent when you got to come to play.
No, and this Fresno Pacific team came out from the opening tip energized and playing with a lot of emotion, and they are able to use that along with some good three-point shooting to pick up a win here tonight.
For the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, it was Janae Herring who led the way with 20 points, 4 for 10 from downtown, 7 of 17 from the field, along with Dakota McClarlin. She had 17 points, 6 of 10 from the field, 5 of 8 from downtown. Those two scorers led the way for the Sunbirds. On the other side, Sarah Nelson recorded her second triple-double of her career. Second this season, she had 20 points, 19 rebounds, and 10 blocks. A monster game for the center, but the Penguins, their only collective scoring efforts came from Weathered, who had 15, 5 of 14 from the field, along with Holbrook, who had 11, and she had a tough night shooting, 3 for 12, 1 for 6 from downtown. Once again, the final score, the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds beat the Dominican Penguins 61-60 in a big loss for the women's team. We'll have men's action tonight at 7:30 in about 25 minutes as the men's team will try to rebound from their loss against Dixie State. We'll be right back in about 23 minutes. Thanks for staying with us. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Depend on my mama, and when it seems that I'm hopeless.